today's daf is daf Nun Zayin. It's Tisha B'Av's daf, and so the beautiful begins with Hash Deborit Meimata on the Ktiv Tumata B'Shulea. Omlai Tochozi, my Ktiv Bu Ashochenita B'Tok Tumasam, Afid B'Zman Shein Tmeim, Shkina Shuriya B'Nehem. Beautiful. Now, getting back to the way that we figured out what dam to do on Yom Kippur. So what happened? We ended up learning out that the achas lamal of the par is going to be learned out from the sayer because the Torah said a hekesh, right? So the adam can promote shasavadam of par. How do we know that we do sheva lamata in the sayer from the same hekesh? How do we know that we do in the heichal the same thing that we did to Flavilifni? Achas lamal of the par, achas lamata, achas lamata, sheva lamata, achas lamal of the sayer, sheva lamata. We learn it out from Kishem Shemazer, V'chein Yaseh L'Ol Moed, right? But that means that we're taking Hekesh B, V'chein Yaseh L'Ol Moed, and we're learning out of something that was learned out of Hekesh A, Yaseh L'Par, and so on, right? So we have two Hekeshim. The problem is, V'chidavar L'Amed B'Hekesh, Chozerom L'Amed B'Hekesh. I thought you can't use in Kutchim something that itself is learned from Hekesh to teach us something else that's learned from Hekesh. That's exactly what we're doing here. And it says in the Gemara, "Hai hemenu v'davar acher." Over here, we're not really learning it out of a hekesh direct. We're learning it out from hemenu v'davar acher, meaning the actual posuk that we need to give lamata bepar, lamata besoyer, lamala bepar, lamala besoyer. Those things are learned out directly. In each one of them, it says ala kaporet v'lifnei kaporet, or something similar. The only thing that we learn out is part of that information. How much? So we need to learn out the sheva and the achas. Okay? But that's called not learning out the entire information from the hekesh. It's hemenu v'davar acher. So okay, so we learn out it plus something else. Indeed, there is a little bit that's learned out the hekesh, but most of it is said basically in the information in the pasuk. And that's not considered v'lo havi hekesh. That's not considered to be a hekesh in terms of the dinim of Ein Alamad Chazar Mulamid. Now, wait a minute. We know that that's a machlokas, whether Heimenu V'Dover Acher is considered to be a Hekesh. So, Heinich L'Man D'Yomer Lo Havi Hekesh, I understand. But if you hold according to the Man D'Yomer that Heimenu V'Dover Acher Lo Havi Hekesh, you don't have the problem of V'Dover Alamad Bekesh, Chazar Mulamid Bekesh. But what about if you hold L'Man D'Yomer Havi Hekesh, Michael and Nima? What are you going to do then? I mean, there is a Man D'Yomer who says that it hasn't been of a Hekesh. So now we're going to be stuck. How do we know, in fact, 1 and 7 for the par and 1 and 7 for the sayer in the heichal? Answers the Gemara, because we're not really learning out hekesh to hekesh. What we're learning out is mikomotu de gamri mihadad. The only time we say that you can't apply a din of a hekesh to something else to hekesh is when the hekesh is in the same issue. So I couldn't learn out a din, let's say, to know achas lamala of a par. Okay? And then teach it from the par to teach that the par kohen gadol, par kohen mashiach, let's say, needs achas lamal. That I couldn't do. But over here, I'm not learning out a din in the par and in the sayer. First, I learned a din in the par and the sayer from each other. Now I'm learning out the heichal from the kodesh hakodashim, from each other. It's not called learning out a hekesh from a hekesh. Whatever the dinim are in the kodesh hakodashim, those are dinim in the heichal. I don't need to go now and make a special drasha. Well, just like it was the par was this, inside the par is that outside. That follows once I learn the mikomot. That's not called hekesh, shalom made by hekesh. Yeah, it's a completely different subject. I'm not learning anything out about the par itself. All right, the par is zukesh to the sayer. The sayer is the par. The kodesh hakodashim is zukesh to heichal. The heichal to the kodesh hakodashim. Those are two separate issues. So that's not a problem. Or, if you don't hold it, that's a good enough teretz, by Seima. What you could say is, chutz mipim michodazim nagomar. Let's say that you hold that indeed we're learning out the din of pnim is considered to be a hekesh from a hekesh. But it wouldn't matter, you see. Because basically what we're doing is, we're learning the things that are said beferush. What's said beferush? Hachat lamala besoyer, said beferush, yes. Sheva lamata bepar, yes. Once I'm applying those limudim to the heichal, I apply the limudim together with the issues that I learned, and indeed were only learned from the hekesh, but it's all one hekesh. The same hekesh that tells me the achas lamala let's say, by the par. That also applies directly to the par wherever it is. Okay, so there's no problem with this. I know what's written before. Jacques Lamala Besayer. Fine. Now I have to learn out Shevelamata Bepar. Shevelamata Besayer. Fine, go ahead. Learn out Shevelamata Besayer wherever there's a Sayer. Sayer Befim, Sayer Bechutz. Because the given information certainly applies across the board. So does the additional information apply across the board. So that's not called Chozer Melamed Be'ekish. It's all one limud. It's not a Chozer Melamed. It's another approach. So we don't have a problem. Now getting back to the Seder Avodah. So here we are in the Hecha, and we're sprinkling towards the Parochas. So when we were sprinkling the Dam on the Kaporeh, over there we had our Drasha that Lifnei HaKaporeh teaches us, that where it says Al, doesn't mean literally Al. So in other words, it's not supposed to contact the Kaporeh, right? But how about the Parochet? Does the Dam contact the Parochet, or is only towards the Parochet? Says the Gemara, Tana, kishehu mazeh. In the Braisa, we learned that when he does the Hazoya in the Hechal, eino mazeh al ha-parochet ala keneged ha-parochet. So the Hazoya is not done directly on the parochet. Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi, that's not true. Haniri itia b'romi. I actually saw the parochet in Rome. V'avi ala hoyu aleha kama tipeidami shel par v'ser shel Yom Kippurim. I saw the blood of the par v'ser of Yom Kippur on the parochet. What was he doing in Rome in the way that he could see? That was the famous Misa, which we had in Megillah, where the daughter of the Kesar got sick with the Ruach Ra, and he made it. He was the one that was that saved her. Of course, he had made the deal originally, of course. And they gave him a right to take whatever he wanted. He had been sent to undo the Gezerah on Yisrael. So they said, go into the Otzer HaMelech, and you can take whatever you want. All he took out, of course, were the Gezerahs against Yisrael. But meanwhile, he saw what was there. And he saw the Parochet. And there he saw that there were Tipei Damim on it. Hezek says, well, how does he know what kind of Dam it was? Maybe it was the Paralam Davash al Sibur. Maybe it was Sire Abed Azara. We're over there. It's not a, there it could be, it's a din that has to be sprinkled on the Parochet. But maybe we learn out the Hecho from the Kodesh HaKadosh, that just like the Kaporet is not directly on the Kaporet, so too the Parochet's not on the Parochet. So how did he know? Because he saw the Chazal David Kesidron. He saw that it was kematzlif, one beneath the other. So obviously, it must have been from Yom Kippur, otherwise how was it kematzlif? We actually learn another brisa that has the same story, but in reverse. That we learn by the same, by Parhalam Dover Shal Tzibur, exactly the same question. Kehagavna. It says over there a brisa. Kishu mazeh lo enogim b'paroche. V'im nagu nagu. There wasn't a din that it had to be nagi in the paroche. If it was nagi, huh? So, okay, if it was Nogea, then it was Nogea, it was Amakir. Armor of Elazar Barav Yossi. I saw that apparently there were certainly times that had been Nogea. Anir Aitia Baromi, Oyel Kamati Pidomi, Shparam Davishat Sivir Sereva Zara. Boy, if it's only an accident, it sure must have happened an awful lot of times. How did he know that it was the Param Davishat Sivir? Vidyoma Parvasar Shirama Kippurim, you know. How did he know that it was that Dafka Param Davishat Sivir? Because the Chazinudah, the Shalokasidah, he saw blood that was sprinkled all in one place. So he figured if it was coming from the power of Sar Shem HaKippur, it would have been Kematzlif, one underneath the other. So apparently, it was Negea, even though it was the Parlam Dover Shal Tzibur. Oh, my brother. Is this thing working at all, or is there something wrong there?
No, it's getting cool. Yeah? Yeah. That's why
I see. Now, listen, you guys in South Africa, it's snowing, I understand, but here it's pretty heavy. It's like, yeah. First time since 1981. Yeah, it snowed. Joburg. Johannesburg. Very right. That I can't tell you. I mean, we brag about the snow. Nobody said it snowed on the ground. So, anyway, so to continue. Omar Rava, how about in a case where nitarvu lo damim b'damim? How about if the dam gets mixed up, the par and the sayer get mixed up before you gave the matanis of the dam? Because we know you're supposed to mix it up later on, at least for the center of the Mizbeach Hazav. So machlokas, as we'll see, this is how the Rosh learns, machlokas only legabe the kronot of the Mizbeach Hazav. All right. But over here it got mixed up before you did the Matanesh B'chlal. What do you do?
It says, Rav, I'll tell you what you can do. It's a simple solution, actually. It's not so bad. Notein achat l'mala v'sheva l'mata. You can give once, and it'll be ayla l'lekan l'lekan. It'll be yaitse both, the par and the seir, because dam is not bevatel, dam. So there's no problem of bitul. You have both the dam apar and the dam seir. So give the dam apar and the dam seir. What's the problem? Anyway, they said this mimer of Rava over to Rabbi Yirmiyah in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Ay, ay, ay, these idiots that live in Bavel, these Bavloi tipshoy, it's about a bunch of nuts. Mishum the diary be arad the chashucha, they live in that dark land, Amri Shmaitz and the Mechashkin, and everything they say, it just darkens your heart, they don't know what they're talking about. Well, koyoyim lamala the sermi kami mata the par, for God's sake. If you do that, then you ended up giving the dam of the Sawyer before you did the mat of the par. And the Torah Amra v'chila micha per et ha-kodesh. You have to complete the Seder. Kila dam ha-par. You have to first be mechale the dam ha-par. And then you go ahead and you're mechale the dam ha-soyer. This is v'chila v'hikr v'sasoyer ha-chai. Elam Rabbi Yirmiyah, that's not a good idea. You have to give achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata l'shem par. And it shouldn't be, you should have in mind not to be Yaitse the Dhamma Sayyid.
And you know this means
well enough
that you definitely
don't. And then, V'chozer, V'chozer, Menoz, and Akas, and Malav, and Matal, and Shema Sayyid. How about if the Tarvul, the Damim, the Damim, the Matanot, Achronot? How about you already gave the Dhamma Par, Lamala? So now you don't have a problem of giving the Dhamma Sayyid before the Dhamma Par. What do you do then? Oh, so Rav Papa says to Rav, okay, at least in this case, so for a public, I mean a Rav Lameimar. In this case, at least you could give Sheva Lamata for Shem Par Vishem Sawyer, because you don't have that problem. Because you didn't give the Dhamma Sawyer before the Dhamma Par Lamata. The Chuz of Noisin Akas Lamala, the Shem Sawyer. Then go back and give the Akas Lamala, the Shem Sawyer. I'm like, Rav, oh man. Until now they called us dumb, but this is dumber than dumb. I mean, how does the Karl on Tipshai? How should Tipshai the Tipshai? Boy, if they ever get wind of this, we're really in big trouble. To come again, they've taught us how to think on this issue, and one of us over here is not getting the message. So because you don't have the problem with the sir before the par, that's the only problem. You're going to end up the way you're doing it. You gave Sheva Lamata the sir, and then you went back and you gave Akas Lamala the sir. What's the matter with you? This is no good. No. Ella, sure did. Ella, my Rava, noting Sheval Amato Shem Par, because of noting Achas Vamala Sheval Amato Shem Sayer. Whew, this way they can't get us in anyway. No, because the Dham is not Mavata Dham. Eli Menim Mavatam says that. So what about Nisarvalo Kosot Bekosot? How about you? The Dham itself wasn't mixed. But you got confused. Which coast is which? Which is the Dhamma Par? Which is the Dhamma Sar? I had said before. Tell the difference. So the Achronim answer, okay, but it said that if the Kohen Gadol is tired and this, he can't say, he won't be able to differentiate. So that's a push to differentiate Dhamma Midah. You know. So,
not a lot of light in there.
You know, when your eyes are a little bit tired, it's very hard. You know.
But this is the stress on Shein Regal Bavoda, right? Counterbalance it. The Chusha Kodol is why it was so much we should be Regal Bavoda.
What happens if it gets mixed up? Because it's. So then, notain. Because there's notain. Shalosh Pami. Then, the only way to be Yaitzin is, okay, you take one, say, all right, let's hope this is the Dhamma Par. Right? And you go, Akas Lamala, Shev Lamata. You take the other one, and you say, let's hope it's the Dhamma Sawyer. But if it's not, this is the Dhamma Par. Then you go back and take the first one, and you give the first one. Because if the second one was the Dhamma Par, then this one is definitely the Dhamma Sayyid. So this way you're Yaitse, no matter what. There's no problem. Now, how about Miktsat Damim Nitarvalo, Miktsat Damim Lo Nitarvalo? I have an interesting question. I understand, obviously. I mean, if you have, let's say, a third coast. The third coast was mixed, but you still have your two coasts separate. So obviously, in terms of Kiyoyiv, Mivadoyin Yoyiv, I mean, why should I take the mixed one to make problems? So to give the Matanais, I'm obviously going to use the ones I know. My question is like this, Neil. Anach Shiraim Abu, Liyasod Azle, Adumaduchuyin Abu. as in the animal. The question is like this. The dam that had gotten mixed up in the other coast, does that have a din of shirayim of the dam? Or does it have a din of dichui? Because since it wasn't usable, I went ahead and I took the dam from another coast. So the dam on this coast remains now dam that's nitcha. You pour it out into the ama along with anything else that isn't useful in the Beit HaMikdash. All the waste products go out through the ama. Omer of Papa, oh, I feel the am man, the Omer coast, echod, oisech habero shirayim. See that there's a machlokas, that if you were mekabel, let's say in two kosos, and you went ahead and you used one of those kosos. The other kos was perfectly usable, but you didn't use it. So there's a machlokas whether that kos that you didn't use has a din of shirayim, or has a din of dichui. Says Rav Papa, but that's only in that case, because you could have used the other kos. If you could have used the other kosher, say, since both of these kosher were perfectly kosher dam, could have used either one. So let's view it as if it's all in one kosher, and the leftover has a din of shirayim. Aval hai, in this case, where even if you'd wanted to use the other, you couldn't use that one, that one's mixed. So therefore, lo, nobody would hold that it makes it shirayim, it's obviously junk, and you can't use it for anything, you don't put it on the mizbeach. You throw it out. I would say exactly the opposite. I would say that I feel liman di omar and even if you hold in the case where you had two cups where you could have used either cup, you choose one, that the other one is not put on the mizbeach as shirayim, but it's viewed as dam that's nitcha and poured out in the ama. You know why? Because you pushed it away. It was right to use, you were matzeh. So therefore that we know that dichui biadayim is always worse. So that's because animili didachet biadayim. You pushed it away. You had an opportunity to use it. You didn't use it. When you bedafka don't use something, then it becomes more reliable to be dochui. In a case where you did not do the dichui biadayim, so then maybe everybody would be maida that it does have a din of shirayim. What is this machlokas that you're referring to? Afil mandiyomer kaisecha choyse shirayim kaisecha dichui. This is the machlokas. The Tanya. Lemala hu omer. Earlier in Vayikra it says lakach hakohen midam achatat beetzvao v'natan hakarnot mizbach olam v'et damo yishpoch el yisod mizbach olam. So this is a pasuk in reference to Seir Nasi. It says over there damo, and yet lemata hu omer. But later on it says, not like that, later on it says, V'lakaka kohen midamah pe'etzpa'o, v'natana karnot mizbacha ola, that kol damah yishpoch el yisod ha-mizbeach. All of a sudden we find that it says by chatas, mormo chatas, chatas yachid, the last of the chatos, chatas yachid, it says kol damah. Why does it say by the soyer nasi, it says doma, and here it says kol dama. How do you explain the difference? It says the Tanna Kama like this. Minayim mechata shekibel dama ba'arba kosot. Minatan mizeachat or mizeachat. Shkulam nishpachon yisayit. Where do you see? Let's say you have to give four matanis. So you took four cups for no particular reason. You're mekabel dam in four separate cases. You used each kos for one of the matanis of the chatas. Nothing wrong with that. But how do I know? Shekulam nishpachim liyasod, you have to throw all of the leftovers from all of the kreses to the yaseid ha-mizbeach. Tamud lamar bet kol damar nishpoch. Yochel afilu natan arba matanot miachat mein. How about if you just chose one of the four cups? You gave all the four matanis from one of them. Tamud lamar et damo yishpoch. Lashon yachid. Hu nishpach liyasod. The one, no, not because it's dichui. That's the question of the previous.
So is that what this is?
That would be a dichui b'yadayim. Who nishpach liyasod? Ve'en nishpach lama? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon says, no. That's not good. Minayin lechata shekibel dama ba'arba keses v'nasan arba matonis mi'echad mi'ed. Shekulam nishpachim liyasod. Tam v'lang rev'es kodam ha'yishpach. I hold, in all cases, it's kodam ha'yishpach. What about the other pasuk? Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, what about the pasuk? Yes, domo yishpoch. What's he ignoring the pasuk? Omer Avashi, Rabbi Loz holds, that just comes to tell me in the Mu'ute, Shirayim, Shibet Savar Be'ima. The that the, any dam that was subsequently was still left in the tzavah, that he hadn't been mekabel, that's what it's referring to. That in that case, those things are not nishpat liyasod. So not all of the dam. No, here, where there was dam that was roy for kabbalah, that he wasn't mekabel. So that dam left over. Fuck. Yeah, it's very simple. We have a question of whether dam that wasn't used in that cup for a nesinas dam in the mizbeah, is it called shirayim or not? Since it's part of the same dam, except it's in a different container.
And because of the confusion that's involved?
No, nothing to do with confusion. Only one person is confused.
I think he walked in before we missed the shirayim go on the Yisrael.
So all of a sudden he walks in late, he doesn't understand. Right? So now the question is that the Sinas Dam from Kos A, does it make Kos B Dam Shirayim? And we have to put it on the Yisrael Mizbeah. Like we do with all Shirayim? Or does it make it Dichoy? We throw it into the Yama. If I'd known he walked in late, I wonder which way to do. That's the question. That's all. So Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon holds, I don't care how you look at it. Even if you had the dam given only from one of them, all of the cups in Ishbach and Yisrael, they all have a din of Shirayim. So, but it's not roy. It's not shirayim. The Torah didn't say pour blood on the mizbeah. The Torah said pour blood that was used for the hazayah on the mizbeah. That's not kibbutz. It's a kavisharis. But now it's possible. Now it's nitra.
So there's a meal on it. So kazush.
No, not really. There's been a meal of the rabbanon on it. That's anything that's nishpach into the amma was sold. So we gave a din, it's osur lahena, it's from it. Because it's not royal mitzvah. So
that's only to
Rabbanan? According to most of them. Right.
Yeah, the blood that he collected before, whatever ran out beyond that, is gone.
No, then he, what do you mean? And then he goes and collects it. If it doesn't, he doesn't have to, but this guy is very thorough. Of course, he doesn't know what he's doing, but most thorough people don't. So, he was a Makabala down, so he went ahead and they took down that. What's he supposed to do with it now? He says, well, there's also Shirayim because the dam was poured. Let me pour it out on his bed. No, that, the Torah comes to say, as Doma Yishpach, not called Doma Yishpach. Fine. How about the next sugya we had was Ira Dama Par, the Dama Asay. We talk Dama Asay. So now, the question is, you hadn't done yet the matones on the kromes. Rush points out, everybody is made it. That after the matones of the kromes of the Mizbech Hazar, so there's also a Pierishon Mizbeah. That everybody is made it has to be a mixture of the Dama Par and the Dama Asay. That's how he learned the taste of Zerush, that this whole sugya is only a reference to the kromes. So since it says over here, Ira Dava Palatok Dama Sayer, Tnab Mishnah apparently is going clearly to Mandiyamri Ma'arvin Lekronis. Because we know there's a Machlokas Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonatan. Chadomer Ma'arvin, the Chadomer Ein Ma'arvin. Machlokas, whether you're supposed to be Ma'arv, the Dama Par, the Dama Sayer, for the Kronis. Well, I don't know who said what. Says the Gemara, what do you mean you don't know who said what? It's very easy to determine who said what. This Tayyim, the Rabbi Yoshi, the only Ma'arvin. Because Rabbi Yoshia, the famous, famous machlokas, how to understand the pasuk ish ish asher yikavelat aviv etimo. So now the shaila is the end of the pasuk says that aviv imo kilel. What is that all about? So he Rabbi Yoshia says the pshat is says ish asher yikavel et aviv etimo. Mashma he's only chayiv if he curses both aviv etimo. How about aviv below imo? Now about Imo below Aviv. Therefore it says, Aviv Kilel, Imo Kilel. In other words, first it says, Asher Kalel Aviv, so the Aviv is next to the Klola. And then the other part it says, Aviv Imo Kilel. So the Imo is next to the Klola. To teach me either Imo Kilel or Aviv Kilel. Says Rabbi Yenisim to him over there, listen, why would I think that it would be Dafka if they're together? It's Mashma either way. I haven't finished I'm giving you the background. Good heavens.
Rabbi sometimes explains in this
week. No, I'm giving you the background. Right. So Rabbi Yonatan and Tainus to him, it can't be coincidence that this is the machlok of Rabbi Yonatan and Tainus to him. I understand. If it says Aviv Imo, so it means either Aviv or Imo, or both. I mean, why should it say Dafka? So from there you see that according to Rabbi Yoshia,
Even though it doesn't say the word yachtav, it says imay va'aviv, aviv v'imay, means yachtav, right? So then, according to Rav Yosha, then when it says it's dama par v'dama soyer, it means yachtav. So now I know that he's the one that holds that mar. Because since it says the two of them, it can't mean it separately. Since it's by aviv v'imay, it doesn't mean it separately. See, it also doesn't mean it separately. I mean, what do you think? We're stam having machlokas with Yosha and Rav Yosha. I mean, must be, it's the same machlokas. So to stay in the Bioshan, am I arguing? The Alma, Afagav, the Lokisiv Yachav, it's as if it says Yachav. So here it must be, it's exactly the same case. Since it says, Midama Paro, Midama Sahir, it means together. It says, no, no, maybe not. Maybe, Afinotema Rabbi Yonason. Maybe, it could be going even according to Rabbi Yonason in this case, because Shani Yachav Dechsiv. Achas, since the Torah over here says, Dafka, the word Achas Vechipera, Reina Kardesot, Achas Bashana. Where Rabbi Yonason would also be made that Achas Bashana means there should only be one sprinkling on the Kronos of the Mizbeach. So therefore, in this case, I agree. The Achas that appears by the Kronos of Mizbeach teaches me that the Dama Pura Dama Sar is Achas. So maybe, certainly it's Rabbi Yosha, but who's to say necessarily that Rabbi Yonatan would have argued? So if Rabbi Yonatan didn't argue, so maybe there's another svar they're arguing about. No, says the Gemara. Tanya, the Lokish Nuyim. First, there's a Ferish Abraisa that says not like what you just tried to say. There's no way Rabbi Yonatan would be Moda in this case. Because the Abraisa says like this. V'lakach midama par midama sa'ir means shiyumu ravim, divi Rabbi Yosha. Rabbi Yonatan, no. Means b'zebif ne'atzim, b'zebif ne'atzim. The good, so here you have a Beferish Abraisa that says, Machlokas, Rabbi Yosha and Rabbi Yonatan, that we had by Ovi the Imai. Same machlokas that we have by Dama Sawyer. Dama Pan Dama Sawyer. Omalo Rabbi Yosha said, listen here, Rabbi Yosha. What are you going to do about the fact that you don't like the way I understand the post about Yachta, but it says Achas in this case. Here you're not going to be made it to me. It says Beferish, Alo Kvarnema Achas. Omalo Rabbi Yosha said, what's this Achas jazz? Alo Kvarnema Midama Par Umidama Sa'ir. Why does it say midam separately? I mean, separate dama par, separate dama sayir. About the damim of the par and the sayir. So what about the achas? In kei lomanem achas? Lomar lacha achas v'lo shtayim midama par. Achas v'lo shtayim midama sayir. That's to tell me that I'm only supposed to give one matana. That's all. It didn't say that clearly. So there it's coming to tell me how much I give it. Tanya idach. Another brisa says v'lo kach midama par midama sayir. Shiyu muravim zebezeh. So this is clearly like Rabbi Yosha, right? Shiyu muravim zebezeh. Atoymer shiyu muravim zebezeh. No, el zebifni atzmo, ve zebifni atzmo. Talmud lomar achat. In this case, there's nothing to discuss. Rustomach Rabbi Yosha. She means the stam brice over here. So leave it to Rabbi Yosha, but we put it together. Yeah, but it's so beautiful. Omalei uminoi l'Rabbi Chanina. Hashta bori tmeim atayin. Tichsiv tumasa b'shuleo. Omalei tachrazi b'aksiv bo. Hashochet itam b'tok tumasam. Afil b'zman shein tmeim shchina shuya b'niyim. Ask the Gemara. Dover alomit b'hekish. Chozer malamit b'hekish. We only know the din of Dama Par and Dama Sawyer. Akas amala shevel amat from b'hekish. So how can we be makish it to the matanas in the Heichal on the basis of the Hekish? Of doing the same thing in the Echad that you did in the Kodesh Kodesh. Since over here it's a men of a dover achro, it's not a hekish. Say nechad man yomer lo ave hekish. What about according to man yomer holds a men of a dover achro is a full scale hekish. Ma'ik lameima. You can say the second hekish is a din in the mekemes. The first hekish is a din in the parvasoy. Therefore, it's not a hekish of a hekish. Or you could say like this: maybe once we're learning chutz bifnim. So we learn the whole thing out at one time, not in separate units. So once chutz b'flim is a given, so now I'm learning out already all of the dinim of the parents, sorry. Chodazim. Tana, kishu mazeh inu mazal ha-parochet, ela keneged ha-parochet. Om Reb Loz Reb Yossi. We must have had pretty bad aim then. Because aniri iti ha-baromi, voyola kamati pidonim, shopar v'sar shabam kipurim. How do you know? Maybe it was the par on davar shal tzibur. Maybe it was siri avodah zorah of it. Oh, the chazad David kesidron kematzlif. It's not namigabi parum davar shal tzibur ki agavna. Kumazel lo yenogi meporoches, but yenogu nogu. Amr lo b'zer b'yosef. Here he tia b'romi. Oh, you all a kamati pedamim. Shal parum davar shal tzibur zira v'rezara. How do you know? Do you know what parvasar shemaki purim nino? The chazino David shalok kesidron.
Anyway, what do we do with Nisavu Lodami Badami? Omar Rav, Notein Achat Lamala B'Sheva Lamata, and it's very convenient, because Olala Lakan Lakan. Amru HaKabed Rabbi Yirmiyah, Omar Bavloi, Tipshoi, Mishum Dadai Rebarta Chashucha, Amri Shmaitza the Mechashkin, they're never embarrassed even by it. Okay, Yav Lamala V'Sari Mekami Mata the Par, V'Ator Omar V'Chilo Micha Peres HaKadosh, Kil Adam HaPar, Achaka Kil Adam HaSair. El Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Notein Achat Lamala V'Sheva Lamata Shem Par, Chozim Notein Achat Lamala V'Sheva Lamata Shem Sair. How about Nisavlo Domin Bedomim Bematanot Achronot? After he already gave the par, Sovra of Papa Kabeda Ravala Meimar, Noten Shevala Matala Shem Par, Ula Shem Sayer, Vachozem and Noten Achas Ramala, Ula Shem Sayer. Oh my Rava, boy, if I'd ask the Karli Tipshai, if they find out about this one, ask the Tipshai to Tipshai, to come to Gamil of Logamiri. Okay, Amata to Sayer, Makami Mala to Sayer. No, Torah Amra, Tein Lamala V'Achachach Lamata. Yeah, look, clearly what you have to do in this case, Amar Rava, No, Tein Sheva Lamata V'Shem Par, and then you have to go back and you give the entire Sayer. Chozim No, Tein Achach Lamala V'Shem Sayer, and Sheva Lamata V'Shem Sayer. How about Bitarfa L'Kosot B'Kosot? So it's not a problem over there. No, Tein, Chozim No, Tein, Chozim No, Tein, Shalosh Pamim. You got a mate. Now, in a case where Miktsata Min Nitarvalo, you still have your two cups that were not mitarev. So, of course, pshita that kiyoyev mivadoyim kiyoyev, obviously. But my question is, mi yohanach shirayim avi? In the third case. Uli yasod asli? Odilma dechuyin avi liyazi le'ama. Om rev papa. Well, afilum ad yomar kos echad osech aver shirayim. That would only be in a case where hechad yiboy lemesa mati yoyev. But in a case like this, where even if you wanted to give, you couldn't, lo mati yoyev, lo. That for sure, it's useless. Dochli, Omer Ravuna, brother of Shulah Papa. On the contrary, Afil Uman the Arakos Echad Osecha Vero Dichli. That's only because you were Matchet Biyadayim. But over here, you were Matchet Biyadayim. The dam was mixed through no fault. I mean, it wasn't that you were being Matchet. Now you don't want to use it because you have the Vaday. Why should you use the mixture? So that's not called Dichli Biyadayim. So maybe it never becomes Dichli and remains Shirayim. Where is this Machlokas, by the way, the Tanya? Namala by the Soir Nasi. In the Parsha HaTois it says, Ve'etomo Yishpoch. Not Kol Domo, Domo. Lamata by Chatas Yochid it says, Et Kol Domo Yishpoch. So what does this teach us? Minai lechata shekibot Domo be'arbako sol. V'noten mizeachat u'mizeachat shekulam nishpochum niyasol. Domo lom et Kol Domo Yishpoch. Yochol afil natan arba matanot me'achat me'en. Oh no, Tamilomu that Damo Yishpoch, only the one that you used. Who Nishpach Liyasolot? Hey Nishpachin Lama. Rabbi Lezber, Rabbi Shimon says, Nah, Minayin Lechatas, Shekiba Dama Barba Kosos, Vinatan Arba Matanot Miachad Miyan, Shekola Nishpach Liyasolot, Tamilomu that Kol Dama Yishpoch. Wait, Rabbi Lezber, Rabbi Shimon, but how about the other Pasek? Haktiv that Damo Yishpoch. Om Ravash, that's just coming to tell me. Shirayim Shibitzavar Be'ima, don't go to Liyasolot. Ira dama parla tov dama sa'ir. So if that's the Seder, then clearly the Mishnah is trying to command Yomar, Marvim de Kranot. Dietma, Rabbi Yoshev, Rabbi Yonatan, Charamer Marvim, Vacharamer Ein Marvim. And we know who said what. This time, Rabbi Yoshev, the Yomar Marvim, the Yomar Afagav, the Lokativ Yachdav, Kemandichtiv Yachdav Dami. So here it says, Bidama parami dama sa'ir, means Yachdav. No, not necessarily. I mean, V'yu teimer Rabbi Yonatan, Shani Ochet, Echtiv Achat, says over here, it's supposed to be Achat B'Shana. Tanya Deloki, Shinuya, that's not true. So, Kach Midama Parah, Midama Seir, means Shuburab in Divir Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, no, Mizeh B'Fnei Atzmo, Mizeh B'Fnei Atzmo. Amarlo Rabbi Yoshia, lo kvar nemar Achat. Amarlo Rabbi Yonatan, no, Achat. What about Midama Parah, Midama Seir? I last we came, Loma Namar Achat. Lomar Lecha, Achat, V'lo Shtayim, מדם הפר, אחת ולא שתיים, מדם הסעיר. תניה אידך, ולקח מדם הפר, מדם הסעיר, שהוא מורב עם זה בזה. אתה אומר שהוא מורב עם זה בזה, או אינו אלו מזה בפני עצמו, מזה בפני עצמו. תמוד לומר אחת, סתומק רבי יושיע. סימן אחד, רבי יושיע,
was from Kisaria, so that's my island on the west coast.